This is Guildcast, Episode 1, for November 19th, 2005. Welcome, everyone, to this premiere episode of Guildcast, a podcast all about the massively multiplayer online role-playing game known as Guild Wars by the gaming company ArenaNet. My name is Sean, and I will be your host, and what I will do is I will be bringing you the latest news, updates, anything I find interesting about the game Guild Wars. I'm an avid player. I've been playing for a little while now, and I really enjoy the game, and I decided what I would do is make a podcast about it. I actually have another podcast called Weisenheimer Radio. It's at weisenheimer.org, but that was my main podcast, and I find myself spending a lot of time playing Guild Wars. So I decided I would go ahead and make a podcast about it also. And what I want to do with it is make it something, basically an audio version of a lot of the forums that I see out there that I read, and a lot of the websites dedicated to Guild Wars. And this is kind of an audio version. I know a lot of times audio is easier. I listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm at work, and it's easier to listen to it in the background while you're doing work than to actually sit down and read about the latest news of, you know, whatever you're interested in. Mainly because you can still get work done while you're listening to audio, when you can't really get work done while you're reading a forum. I want it to be something that fellow Guild Wars fans can listen to, and hopefully it'll be a success, something that'll make sense and work out. And as far as I know right now, it's the only podcast all about Guild Wars. Actually, I think there is another one, but it's in Spanish. So this is the only English language Guild Wars podcast. I think I can maybe safely say that. But anyway, what I wanted to do is, in this episode, this is the premiere episode, so I just want to kind of go over what I hope to accomplish in future episodes of Guildcast. And what I'll be doing is I'll be bringing you the latest news. I'm going to try to stick to fact. I'm not really going to go off base too much off of rumor. I know the community relations manager for ArenaNet, Gail Gray, she frequents a lot of forums and websites, and she actually goes on Guild Wars a lot, mainly in Lion's Arch, and she'll go on there and she'll kind of get some feedback from the fans, which I think is amazing. I think that's a great idea. You know, kind of getting down there in the trenches and finding out what people really want. I know there's an update a couple weeks ago where they pretty much messed up the effect of Firestorm from the nukers, and you know, Gail Gray went on the site and got a lot of feedback, and there's a lot of people just up in arms about this update. So they changed it, they fixed it, because they're not going to just, or it seems to me that they're not going to just make these things blindly and say, you know, screw the fans, we're going to make this because this is only fair. Because the whole reason they made it is they wanted to make it more like the PvP. But my point is that they listen, you know, and they really listen to the feedback from the fans. And I think that's important, and that's why I want to do this podcast. I want it to be something to listen to. But anyway, also what I'm going to do is I'm going to have some segments in the show. And a couple of them have been decided. Like, of course, there's going to be an update section where I'm going to talk about the latest update, and I'm going to describe it as far as I know, as, you know, from the resources I've found, what exactly the update means. And also, there's going to be a news section where that's something to do with the game, not so much gameplay, but just the game itself. Like a good example would be Chapter 2 coming out this spring. I think that's some really big news, and I'll be talking about that. And another segment I'm going to do is scam warnings, where I'm going to discuss a scam, talk about how to look out for it, how to protect yourself from it, because I think there's a lot of people out there who want to just exploit whatever they can, and I don't think that's really right. I think it's a game, and I think people should enjoy playing it. They shouldn't have to, you know, watch their backs while they're playing a game and having fun. So I'm going to have a little segment about scam warnings. And just as an example, you know, there's the runners. If, you know, someone's a runner from Beacon's Perch to Drachner's Forge, and, you know, you go to Beacon's Perch and there are runners everywhere. A lot of times what they'll do, scammers will take, they'll say they want the money up front. They'll get the money and then they'll log off or whatever, and then, you know, they'll keep the money. And there's not really anything anyone can do about it, because players aren't actually supposed to be run like that. They're not supposed to be run from city to city. That's kind of against the rules. So you can't really complain about it. That's like, you know, if you gave your car to a friend and you knew he was going to go, you know, rob a bank, and, you know, and then he steals your car. Well, you shouldn't have given him your car to go rob the bank. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that same concept. But anyway, I'll go more into depth with the scam warnings in each episode. I'll pick one and just talk all about it. And also, you know, what I'd hope to do is I want to get as much listener feedback as possible. I want you guys to tell me what you want to hear in the show. And I'm not really going to get too technical. I've been playing the game for a while, but I don't know all the perfect build and the perfect, you know, like there's certain builds like Echo Nuker or Minion Master, or, you know, there's certain, like a tank or, you know, things like that, which I understand. You know, the tank needs to be a warrior monk, you know, and he needs to be just basically something to absorb all the damage while everybody else kills the creatures. But, you know, I understand these things, but I'm not going to get too technical into them. I'm not going to say what the perfect build is for this or the perfect build for that, because everybody's got their own thing. But I'm not against people submitting that to me. If people want to, you know, they want to tell me what their ideal build is for this, hey, I'll put it on here. If you want to send me an MP3 of yourself telling me whatever you want, whatever you think would work for the show. Hopefully, pretty soon I'll have a phone number where people can call in and leave voicemails. But for right now, if anyone wants to send in an MP3 of themselves giving like a voicemail type thing, I'll play it on the show. And you can also email me. You can email me at Sean@guildcast.com. That's Shawn at guildcast.com. And just let me know, you know, anything about the show, what you'd like to hear on it. Just any kind of feedback, you know. Because this is still, you know, this is a premiere episode, so I'm still, although I'm not new at podcasting, I'm pretty new at talking about Guild Wars, because I just pretty much play it, and that's about it. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and get into some news now, because there's some pretty good news coming up that I need to talk about. Like I mentioned earlier, that second chapter is coming out. Now, from what I hear, it's supposed to come out in March. Amazon.com has it on there, and they're saying March of 2006, and you can pre-order it. Now, from what I've heard, and from what's been confirmed, actually, by Gale Gray, is that there will be new classes, there's going to be new regions, new weapons, new skills, all this stuff is supposed to be new. And it's basically going to be like, you know, an expansion pack, basically. But one of the confirmed classes that they're going to have is an assassin. And there's been a lot of speculation on the forums about, you know, what's going to be, what the assassin's going to be like. And they have a picture that was done by I believe it's a fan magazine. But anyway, they posted a picture, and they didn't really say if that picture is going to be, you know, indicative of what the assassin class is going to look like exactly. But it, you know, you got to know it's got to be in the ballpark, because they had to have told them what, you know, what to draw. So that's pretty exciting. The assassin class, you know, we can all just guess what that's going to be like. Also, it's been told, once again by Gale Gray, that the Necromancer 15K Tormentor's armor is coming out very soon. And I believe the hint she gave was you can count the days on your fingers and toes or something like that. I don't know. So basically what everybody's saying is it's going to be less than 20 days away. And I believe she said that yesterday. So that'll be exciting because there's been a lot of people talking about that 15K Tormentor's armor. And I actually have a female necromancer, one of my characters, and she has all the bone lace, but she has Tormentor's boots. But I would still, you know, like to see what this new armor is going to look like, mainly because it's, I think all the necromancer armor looks really cool. And speaking of my character, let me go ahead and, I guess, introduce. I'll tell you the names of the characters that I play on there in case anybody sees me online, and go ahead and give me a shout, and maybe, you know, even we could play some quests together or whatever. But my main character, he's a warrior monk, level 20. You know, I beat the game with him and everything. I basically use him just for farming. But his name is Walmart Special. And if you've seen me on there before, you know I'm kind of a nut. If you know me, then you know I'm pretty quiet while I'm playing because I'm concentrating. And basically my philosophy in playing the game is I listen to other people. If someone has a good idea, I'll go for it. I don't have to sit there and solo. You know, if I'm in a group, I'm not going to go run off and aggro everything. Basically, that's my main character, Walmart Special. Then I have my necromancer I was talking about earlier. I believe she's level 12 now. Her name is Barbecue Ribs, BBQ Ribs. And I actually made that name because she's a necromancer elementalist. And if you think about it, I know this is kind of a stretch, but if you think about it, the barbecue part comes from the fact that she's a fire mage, and the ribs part is she's kind of a minion master, you know, making the minions out of ribs, basically. So I put it together and made barbecue ribs, and now I'm hungry. But anyway, then I got my third character is, her name is Priestess Julie, J-U-L-I, and that's actually named after my daughter, the Julie part, not the priestess part. And she's a monk, monk ranger. And I think I don't really have philosophies behind these builds, but I guess if I were to have a philosophy behind this one, I made her a ranger basically for the pet, because I like to do a lot of soloing with my monk, and even though she's only level 12, just like the necromancer, but the animal is good for tanking. You know, I'll send the animal out and it'll stop whatever's coming at me, and then I can shoot whatever at it. So that's my three characters. And the fourth character, actually my oldest daughter, she's 7. She plays that. She makes a new character every weekend, so I can't keep up with that. But she likes to just basically make the characters. Her favorite thing is to make a character, become a ranger as a second class, and then go get a pet. And then she'll erase them and make a new one. But she could play all weekend like that. And she does. So, basically, I have three characters. And I've actually thought about getting another account, but I don't know. That's a lot of money for, you know, just to basically waste more time on a game that I'm already addicted to. So that's my little introduction to my characters. Like I said, if anybody wants to give me a shout, if they see me online, want to play, you know, you need somebody, or just, you know, let me know you know that you listen to the show. I would love to hear from you. You know, I'd love to even hear that you've heard me on the show, and hopefully I can get this show a lot more popular and a lot bigger, and hopefully it'll be heard by a lot more people. Another piece of news I wanted to talk about was there's a new weapons design contest that they just announced today, and I'm really excited about this. I'm a graphic artist, my daytime job, and I just think this would be really interesting. Basically, what they want you to do is design any kind of weapon. They have a list: axe, bow, focus item, shield, hammer, one-handed sword, wand, or staff. And they want you to, those are the existing ones now, and they want you to base it off of that and just basically design anything your heart desires as far as what you think Guild Wars needs as a weapon or a shield or something. But I think this is really exciting. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to include a link on the website, on my website, guildcast.com. And I'm going to put a link to the weapons contest, weapon design contest. And I believe the entries have to be in by December 21st. And then they'll announce the winner in January, I believe. But I think that's pretty exciting because if you know, you think about it, I don't think there's any real prizes for it, but just the fact that you can get your design in this game, I think that would be really cool, because this game is so popular now, just to have, you know, something you design in this game would be really cool. But other than that, let me talk about the latest update. There was actually an update today, and let me see if I can find it on here. And what this latest update has done is it's done, let's see, six different things. It's added new rank 12 fame emote. I haven't even gotten that far, so I have no clue what that even, I mean, I know what it means, but I don't even know what the other 11 look like. Call me a noob, but, you know, I just haven't gotten that far yet. But anyway, another thing it did was it increased the range of the claim resource skill, which is used by the ghostly hero, as well as mages and priests. It looks to me like most of these updates, most of these features of this update are for the player versus player and, you know, things like that. Doesn't really look like it touched too much on PvE. But another thing it did was it fixed an exploit with the ghostly hero that allowed players to lead him off the altar. It fixed an exploit with Quickshot that allowed players to reuse the skill more rapidly than should be possible. That's, you know, just a little thing with a skill there. And a lot of these updates are usually just little bugs they fix with skills where they find out that they, you know, they do things that they're not supposed to. Like this next one, fixed the lava bridge in the Crag Arena so that both teams can start at the same time. Well, I could see how that could be a problem. So it's good they fixed that. And the last thing they fixed was it fixed a bug that sometimes prevented henchmen from following the player party at the start of a PvP game. Again, yeah, that could be a problem. So, you know, about every week or so, sometimes two, three times a week, like last week, I think they had three updates. Yeah, they had about three updates last week. So they're really on top of this game. You know, they really keep up with it. Of course, any game like this is going to have bugs. So the fact that they're fixing them like this is wonderful. So, on that note, just to kind of recap, anybody wants to submit anything to me as far as feedback for the show, or I'd really like to hear some suggestions on what you'd like to hear on the show. I'm up for anything. I wouldn't even mind if someone wanted to send in, you know, like their own little segment on certain technical issues, whatever. I'm probably going to have interviews. If I could get an interview with Gale Gray, that would be amazing. But that would be, I guess if I set my goals, having an interview with Gale Gray would be way at the top, because she, if anybody knows anything about the latest news, it's her. So I'd really like to get that. But anybody else who wants to send in anything about any kind of suggestions on the show, I'd be completely open to it. And you can send those again to Sean at guildcast.com. That's Shawn at guildcast.com. Check out the website at www.guildcast.com. And on there, each week, each episode, actually, I'll be putting on the show notes with links to things I've talked about on the show. And from the website, I'll have links to the guildwars.com website. And next week I'm going to talk a little more in depth about kind of the basics of the game and kind of get that out of the way. I know there's a lot of people out there, there's a lot of different skill levels on this game, anywhere from complete noob to, you know, the top of the guild ladder, but I'm going to try to stay toward the bottom of that ladder and just kind of help out fairly new people. I'm not going to go over you know, like, what is a salvage kit, but I'm going to go over things that'll help the common everyday player. So, tell your friends, tell your guildmates, tell everyone you know, about guildcast.com. And until next time, this is Sean signing out.